SRN News. I'm John Scott. Former President Trump speaking to the National Guard Association in Detroit this hour. He says he'll close the border if he returns to the White House.
We will find and remove the terrorists and jihadists who have infiltrated our soil, and under my leadership, we'll bring back the values that you enlisted your lives to defend: sovereignty, liberty, free speech, and fair, equal, and impartial justice under the constitutional rule of law.
Former Democrat presidential candidate Tulsi Gabbard joining Trump on stage. Also at SRNnews.com, the Trump campaign pushing back on Democrat warnings that a GOP victory would result in more abortion restrictions. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
At their convention last week, Democrats hammered Donald Trump on abortion. Some of them warned that the former president would issue a nationwide ban in a second term. Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance said Trump would not support a national abortion ban and told NBC's Meet the Press that he would veto such legislation if passed by Congress. But that statement is not sitting well with pro-life groups. The Family Research Council's Tony Perkins said, "God have mercy on this nation if this is now the position of what was the pro-life party." Greg Clugston, Washington.
On the battlefront, Russia battered much of Ukraine with scores of missiles and drones that officials say killed 4 people, injured more than a dozen, and damaged energy facilities. The barrage of over 100 missiles and a similar number of drones began around midnight on Monday and what appeared to be Russia's biggest onslaught in weeks. On Wall Street, the Dow had 56 points, the NASDAQ composite 138 points in the red. This is SRN News. What's your favorite Old Testament story? SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
That's what Lifeway Research has been asking Christians lately, and it turns out that Moses leading the Israelites out of Egypt is the favorite story of 13% of poll respondents. 11% favor Noah and the flood, while 8% like David and Goliath. However, the Lifeway survey reveals that 11% of believers answered with a story from the New Testament, suggesting that their grasp of what happened in what part of the Bible is a little lacking. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Texas Department of Public Safety will no longer allow transgender students to change the sex on their driver's license to align with their gender identity. That's according to an internal agency email that also asked staff to compile the names of people seeking a gender marker change. The Texas Tribune obtained a photo of the email, which said the change takes effect immediately. This is SRN News. It's happening all over the country. Schools are competing with cell phones. Here's how educators think they could win that battle. Correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Students are struggling to stay engaged in class at a time of poor mental health, shortened attention spans, reduced attendance, and worsening grades. At the crux of these challenges, addiction to cell phones. Cell phone bans are gaining traction around the country, but many say they're not enough. They argue for alternative forms of stimulation, steering students into the outdoors or toward extracurricular activities to fill up time they might otherwise spend alone on their phones. And they say students need outlets to speak freely about taboo topics they'd otherwise discuss only behind the anonymity of their cell phone screens. I'm Julie Walker.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.